June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Tonight,
kids, you know I got a lot of them.
Nick Cannon on fathering seven kids and more to come.
My therapist says I should be celibate.
Yes, I.
You agree with the therapist? You know,
plus,
you're so cute in this, always showing me up.
Our night out with Rihanna, filled with surprises.
Guys, I promise.
Then, Wendy Williams in a wheelchair, new concerns for the host's health, and a Sopranos reunion. The stars returning for a new movie with James Gandolfini's son.
I want to make my dad proud, but I want to make the fans proud.
Plus, Benson and Stabler back together.
I think it's going to be epic.
We're with the Law & Order stars.
E.T. starts right now.
Hello and welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Nichelle Turner has the night off, but we start with someone who is always on. My guy, Mr. Nick Cannon. Now, his daytime talk show premieres in just 4 days, but look, Nick knows what everybody wants to talk about. And in this ET exclusive, oh, he goes there with our Rachel Smith.
Y'all good, family? Talk to me.
Honey, you have a lot of jobs. What do you do in your downtime?
Kids, you know I got a lot of them.
Oh, yes, Nick loves dim babies. The 40-year-old has seven children with four different women. Four of them have been born in the last 9 months.
My therapist says I should be celibate.
Yes, I...
You agree with the therapist?
You know, maybe take a break. Take five.
I'm going to take a break from having kids.
Rob, what are you? You a gangster?
Well, I did hear that you said, Lord willing, you would like to have more kids. How many more is enough for
this
you,
is
Nick
the
Cannon?
Thing, Rachel, you can't be like, no, I'm done. Like, yeah. What if God says, no, you're not? I was always like, yo, I want a big family too. Yeah. So, you know, the Lord has blessed me with what I ask. But ask and you shall receive.
What? Cannon.
One thing Nick is ruling out, getting married again.
I'm not good at that, Rachel. the world knows. And if it happens to where we have a connection, we can make it an amazing friendship. We can.
Honey, ain't no woman looking for a long-term friendship.
I've realized
you got plenty of friends out there.
But Nick is very busy. He's gearing up to launch his first daytime talk show, Nick Cannon, on Monday.
Please welcome my girl, Jenny McCarthy Wahlberg.
What does daytime Nick Cannon look like?
Daytime Nick Cannon looks like this.
Shop. How personal are you going to get on this show? I think, Nick, people are curious with your personal life right
it's
now.
It's pretty fascinating. If I'm in the headlines the night before, I'm definitely talking about it the next morning. Like, I messed up again. I think it's more of my life. Like, I get now I have a whole show where I can prank Kevin Hart every day.
Yes.
Oh, Nick Cannon strikes again.
Kevin will be Nick's first guest, and their pranks are epic. First, Nick sent him a llama for his birthday. In return, Hart blasted Cannon's cell phone number on a billboard for anyone needing fatherhood advice.
Y'all got my number from Kev.
Yeah, hopefully no more billboards, right?
Yeah, right? He's gonna get my whole phone number. I still have that phone, too.
What so
no, I'm real talk, I didn't cut it off. Why would I cut it off? Like, you just, now that's a database at this point.
It truly
is. Millions and millions of people's phone numbers.
Family, y'all my family, right?
Who are some daytime talk show hosts that have inspired you and that you have admired along the way?
Absolutely. Well, you got to start with the queen.
Yes, Miss Oprah.
The best to ever do it. Having the opportunity to have graced her presence a few times and just watching how she's dominated not only the industry, but everything that she has kind of put her hands to, but remained so humble. And then, you know, I've had conversations with Montel Williams, Jerry Springer, all of those guys. I want a little piece of everything. No, ain't gonna be no fighting on my show. We know who the father is, Maury, on this show.
Yes.
You are not the father.
Sorry, Maury.
Probably
no.
Me.
Yeah. After Nick, I got to talk to my girl Rihanna, who was working the carpet at her New York premiere.
Work.
First good, the Met Gala, now tonight with Savage X
Fenty. I know, you look so cute in this.
Thank you, darling. I mean, I got a dress for my girl, Brie.
Oh, nah, what's the name?
Savage X Fenty Show Volume 3 streams tomorrow on Amazon Prime Video. By the numbers, there are 156 models, 7 performers, and
one steamy choreographed scene featuring you, darling.
Steamy, I was like,
it was steamy, Brie. What was it like doing that? You know, that was some sexy choreography.
Not easy in a corset, let me just say that much.
But is that your way of teasing the Navy? Like, oh, Mama's about to return to the stage very, very soon. How soon, Brie?
I do not want to torment them or tease them. Guys, I promise. But it's my way of just being a part of my show.
Rihanna's last album was in 2016. She's been hinting at new music for months, and fans are hoping for a collab with her man, ASAP Rocky.
I love to see you so happy.
Thank you,
you're
girl.
He's a cutie.
If I make it to Nashville, I might have to see you and boat.
I see you got
the boots on. You ready?
I'm ready to go. But, honey, what collaboration do y'all have next? We'd love to see the two of you collaborate. Personally, for
not even asking my personal business.
You know I am, sis. I tried.
So close, Rachel, but good stuff. All right, let's stay in New York for Wendy Williams news. More troubling headlines for her as Wendy is spotted out for the first time since news broke of her COVID diagnosis.
New video, Wendy Williams vaping and avoiding the camera. The talk show host was also snapped in a wheelchair. Her legs appear to be bruised. The images obtained by thedailymail.com were taken just 1 week after Wendy's show announced she tested positive for a breakthrough case of COVID-19.
She's doing well. She's stable.
Wendy's brother Tommy shared an update.
She's hanging in there. We're praying. She's fighting.
Wendy's also battled Graves' disease and addiction in the past. Her show's season premiere was pushed back, but we're told an October 4th premiere is still planned. To LA now.
Girl, I'm ready to have a nervous breakdown.
Did Erica Jane's husband just throw her under the bus? 82-year-old Tom Girardi, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease and lives in a senior care facility, was spotted leaving a restaurant yesterday. He was asked if the Real Housewife knew about his embezzlement scandal.
Can you set the record straight for us? Did Erica know anything?
I think she does.
Why are you speaking to me? I have nothing to say to you.
And Harry and Meghan just left their California home for their first post-Megxit tour.
Are you enjoying your visit to New York?
The couple in all black met with Mayor Bill de Blasio and his family at One World Observatory. E.T. has learned the couple are traveling without their kids. On Saturday, they'll join J-Lo, Lizzo, and Billie Eilish for the TV event Global Citizen Live to promote vaccine equality. Also in Manhattan, at last night's opening of the Tribeca Fall Preview, a Sopranos reunion. Aida, Edie, Stevie, and Lorraine back together and praising James Gandolfini's son Michael, who's all grown up now at 22, and taking over his late father's role in The Sopranos' origin story, The Many Saints of Newark.
I'm always being accused.
Jimmy's got his shoes and Michael will wear his own.
He earned the part on his own.
Yeah, sure.
Auditioning 3 times.
Of course he had to work for it.
I knew him before he was born. And just a great kid, you know. Right from the beginning.
I want to make my dad proud, but I want to make the fans proud. I worked really hard. I did the very best I could, and I think he would have been proud of me for that.
He's a really, really, really good actor.
Edie, a.k.a. Tony's wife Carmela, filmed a scene for this prequel in theaters and on HBO Max October 1st, but surprisingly...
It did not make the final cut.
I'm not sure I'm supposed to talk about it. I have no idea.
I'm in the same position as an audience member right now. I don't know anything about this movie.
Well, Ray Liotta does. He co-stars with a new crop of gangsters, but Ray also got in a Goodfellas reunion with his former on-screen wife.
Karen?
What was I supposed to do?
Karen!
He saw me and he was... Karen!
From Broadway to the blue carpet, the Dear Evan Hansen premiere making a splash in downtown LA. Though almost as big as the music, the fashion.
Valentina.
I'm wearing Tom Brown. It's very surreal to be dressed up.
Usually I'm just like glammed from the top up, so it's different to not be in sweatpants, but I can roll with it.
Amy Adams and Julianne Moore both understood the assignment.
It's fun. It's really fun.
I already know you.
Dear Evan Hansen hits theaters tomorrow and centers around Ben Platt's character, a high schooler dealing with mental health issues who finds himself caught in a tremendous lie.
Let that lonely feeling.
Platt celebrated the release by making his red carpet debut with boyfriend of nearly 2 years, Noah Galvin.
It's the first time we've been able to take pictures together because of the pandemic, and having him by my side, it makes everything much, much more handleable and much more joyful. So I'm very lucky that he's here.
All right, let's keep the love and music theme rolling with Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin.
We're with the Stars taking over Sin City, the high-stakes bet they made before taking the stage.
That's a crazy part.
Then, the Emmy winner shading Kim K, and why.
So I was like, okay.
Plus, Wheel of Fortune goes primetime. The celeb Pat Sajak and Vanna White want to compete.
If you're watching, we can't give you an Oscar, but please...
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Oh, you know that dress is making its way to the SNL stage. It is official. Kim Kardashian is set to host October 9th.
Yes, and a source tells ET Kim is very excited and plans to poke fun at herself and the family and has already started preparing for the big night.
Now, someone who's not feeling that choice, Deborah Messing. She tweeted, "Why Kim Kardashian? Am I missing something?" Listen, there are about 255 million folks on Instagram who will explain to you why she was chosen. Just don't go on today. Here's an idea. Why not get Pat Sajak to host? You know, he and Vanna White have been doing Wheel of Fortune for a long time, and I caught up with the iconic duo who have been with the show since 1983.
Well, howdy, howdy.
You are now the longest running game show host in television history.
Wow.
What does that mean?
40 years almost is like unfathomable.
Congratulations.
I'm very excited and happy to be part of Wheel of Fortune.
Fan, I want to ask you, what is the magic of Pat? Because he does feel like a family friend.
Including me. I mean, we've been together 38 years, and he's like my brother. He's funny.
Well, that's disappointing. Got it? Good.
Pat, how much longer would you do this?
We're certainly closer to the end than the beginning. I'd like to leave before people tune in and look at me and say, ooh, what happened to him? I wouldn't bet on it seeing us in 10 years, I would say. Is that fair?
Probably, yeah. Yes.
So for now, Pat and Vanna are staying busy.
Jason Alexander is
here. Thank you.
No way.
Season 2 of their popular celebrity Wheel of Fortune premieres Sunday night on ABC. Jason will be joined by dancing pro Cheryl Burke and contestant WWE star The Miz.
If there's a star you could pick from right now for Wheel, who would it be?
Oh, my.
I would pick Meryl Streep because I just want to have Meryl Streep stand there and say, come on, big money. That's my dream.
Wow.
Meryl, if you're watching, we can't give you an Oscar, but please.
I would love to see Meryl reaching down and spinning that wheel. Now, while Pat and Vanna rule the wheel, these two are all about maintaining law and order.
Benson and Stabler back together.
Will this TV reunion lead to romance?
I'm teasing you. Teasing you.
Ben.
Party!
We're with Ricky Martin and Enrique Iglesias in Vegas.
It's going to be a massive spectacle.
Why Enrique is ready for retirement?
What? Did you just say that?
Are they all solid?
Guys, is there a problem?
Lulu's not talking until she gets her daughter back.
Season 23 of Law & Order SVU returns tonight. But let's be honest, what has fans of the franchise really pumped up and excited? Benson and Stabler together again.
Benson and Stabler. Our Lauren Zima found out Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney are giving people what they want and then some.
Whatever our chemistry was, whatever we did on screen, you know, in our SVU days together, you know, stuck with the people. I guess it's our way to interact with the fans in on a different platform in a different way which we didn't have back then.
Yep, Chris and Mariska sent Benzler fans into a frenzy with this photo looking pretty cozy. They've been teasing a reunion for weeks ahead of the Law & Order SVU and Law & Order Organized Crime two-part season premiere that drops tonight on NBC.
Liv, stay with me.
Elliot.
Here we are, Benson and Stabler back together, and I think it's going to be epic.
So does that mean these two are finally getting romantic?
Stay tuned.
I'm teasing you. Teasing you.
We were with Chris at a 92Y event in New York for a Q&A where the 60-year-old's, well, assets were a topic of conversation.
I just changed out my workout and I just started getting very leg-centric and all, and lo and behold, yeah.
We also got a little behind-the-scenes info on Chris's behind from Organized Crime's newest cast member, Guillermo Diaz, and Ainsley Seager.
Between takes, he looks like he's taken a ballet class, like stretching out his hamstrings. He's very aware of it. I think he loves the attention.
Is The Rear End as wonderful in person as it is in the photos everyone has seen on the internet?
His rear end is epic. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think photos do it justice.
NBC's also got a brand new drama Monday night's Ordinary Joe.
So you ever get that feeling that one choice could change your whole life?
In this show, you get to play out the what ifs.
Mad Men's James Wolk plays an ordinary Joe who lives out three parallel lives.
What if you could see the roads you didn't take?
This is acting gymnastics.
It's acting Olympics. In the same day, we could be shooting Music Joe, where I'm fighting with my wife, but then we could be playing Cop Joe that afternoon, where I'm on the most glorious date I could ever be on.
I'm Joe.
I'm Amy.
Natalie Martinez and Elizabeth Lail are Joe's love interests, and Charlie Barnett plays his best friend. You might recognize Elizabeth and Charlie from the Netflix series You, where they encountered a very different kind of Joe.
I'm like attracting and manifesting like white men named Joe into my life. I don't know what that says about me.
Answer me right now. Were you following me?
No.
Look, I actually survived that world. Elizabeth is a ghost person walking around in my season.
How much of a step up are you from that Joe?
I mean, this is an easy question. They're like, would you like to hang out with Joe? He's a nurse. Or, hey, would you like to hang out with Joe? He's a serial killer. I mean, that bar is like here.
Yeah, that bar is real low. In fact, let's just get rid of the bar altogether. All right, let's talk music now, because global superstars Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin are headed out on tour, and I caught up with them just days before their Sin City takeover. What can the fans expect when they come to see the show?
It's
going to be a massive party. It's going to be a massive spectacle.
While kicking off their massive 26-stop tour in Vegas, the Friends of 25 Years plan on making a very risky bet. They just don't know what it is yet.
Whoever loses the bet has to go on stage with a G-string backwards.
Backwards, that's the part. That's the crazy part.
What is a pre-show ritual for you guys?
What I do is I try to spend time in silence, warm up, stretch, maybe pray a little bit, and let's go up.
I do the same thing, but with a little bit of vodka.
What about family? Do you drag family with you to shows when you can?
Family, you mean the whole commune? I have four kids. The twins, the big ones, are vaccinated, so they are coming with me. But the babies are babies. It's a bit complicated, so my husband will stay at home.
Well, fans who don't stay at home can expect to hear songs from Enrique's last album of his career. Final Volume 1 is out now.
I'm not retiring. It's just my final album. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop writing songs and I can't put out singles, but this is it.
When I heard about it, I was like...
Maybe I come up with my own clothing line. I open up a restaurant. Maybe I'll do.
Do it all.
No.
Well, the man is an icon.
Yes.
So whatever he does, gonna be great, gonna be successful.
It is amazing to think that they held the initial press conference for this tour back in March of 2020.
Yep.
I remember being there. Wow. All right, coming up, how to succeed in business the Kevin Hart and Tyra Banks way. Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The comedy icon, the one and only Bob Newhart.
The ET exclusive.
I spent the day with the comedy legend inside his Hollywood home that is full of incredible memories. He is 92 years old and sharp as a tack. We'll have that for you tomorrow. Now, before we go, Shark Tank star Damon John is all about giving back, and he's gearing up for Black Entrepreneurs Day, presented by Chase for Business. It will take place at a star-studded show October 14th from the historic Apollo Theater in Harlem.
Kevin Hart, Shaquille O'Neal, Tyra Banks, Michael Strahan. So some really, really great people who are going to share their ups and downs, their failures, their successes, and being people who are of color in business.
By the way, I asked Damon about his one Shark Tank fail that haunts him.
And it is a stupid-looking little sponge with a smile on his face. And every time I go to the store, that sponge is smiling.
Listen, he's worth an estimated $350 million. D is okay. Take care, everybody.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.